Heaven knows you earned it, right? Putting up with all that crap this week. Woo! Winter's here, baby. It's we're in the grips of the polar vortex. Hope you got your Gore-Tex for the vortex. It's the car ride show this week, folks. We had to drive in because we hate winter. Car rides on the radio.
Welcome to Car Rides on the Radio. I'm your host, Dan Ehrlich, and among other things, I'm known to enjoy a good car ride and some good music from time to time. Please join me in through the magic of radio and the power of imagination. We'll tie these two seemingly unrelated interests into one. Let the drive begin! Welcome, drivers and listeners. How's it going this week? Hank's in studio.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Hank. How are you this week?
Oh, busy scraping the windows. Let's get this thing warmed up here.
Yeah, exactly. It's a chilly night here in Austin, and I was talking to Hank tonight, and I was thinking, you know, we've been out shoveling snow like three times a week and just cold as heck. Bipolar winter. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, it's one day it's feels like it's April 3rd and the next it's...
Yeah, like I was saying.
Siberia.
The drive to work between Austin and Albert Lea is was so easy in December, and I knew I was going to pay for it, and here we are. It's always snowing, blowing, slippery, cold, rain, sleet, snow pellets.
Yeah, it feels like, it's a bipolar winter. That's the only way I can describe it. And so I was driving in my car today and got the idea for this. I was thinking, how am I going to break it to Hank that I'd like to not ride the bikes to the studio tonight? Because there's a few reasons. I got this chest thing going on where I've been perhaps breathing too much cold air. And God knows what else, but I thought, well, why don't we drive tonight, and we'll make that the theme of the show.
Good call, Dan. I'm right there with you. So we're driving in our cars.
We're doing a full-on automobile show. It's a pretty strange concept for the bike rides on the radio, I know. But now and then, you know, we're going to do a sub-theme, and it's kind of the opposite of what you usually expect from us, I guess. We're, you know, not big drivers, but we drive cars too. And a little later in the show, I have a car driving story for you that occurred this week that you'll find amusing. And
has it got its Officer Stugelmeier involved in any way?
Close.
Uh oh.
All right. You know, the signal range to this station goes all the way to Fairmont, Hank. And Officer Stugelmeier is employed by the Worthington Police Department. I don't know if it carries that far, and I don't know if he'd be in the car listening right now. But I'm just going to tell him straight up, I did not appreciate that humongous speeding ticket that he gave me. So today's story will not involve...
Sorry to bring that up, Dan.
All right.
Maybe I should play some music or something.
You're up first, Hank. Drive us somewhere, would you?
Yes. We're going to let the iguanas drive. They're going to be driving Benny's Cadillac.
Thank you. sitting up on blocks. They took the wheels off of Benny's Cadillac. They took the wheels off of Benny's Cadillac. It don't look like he'll ever get them back. They took the wheels off of Benny's Cadillac. They took the wheels off of Benny's Cadillac. They took the wheels off of Benny's Cadillac. It don't look like he'll ever get them back. They took the wheels off of Benny's Cadillac.
Stop sign. Transfusion, transfusion. I'm just a solid mess of contusions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Slit the blood to me, bud. I jump in my rod about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a date with that chick of mine. I cross the center line. Man, you gotta make time. Transfusion, transfusion. Oh, man, I got the cotton-picking convolutions. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce. My foot's on the throttle and it's made of lead, but I'm a fast-riding daddy with a real cool head. I'm a-gonna pass a truck on the hill ahead. Transfusion, transfusion. transfusion. My red corpuscles are in mass confusion. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Pour the crimson in me, Jimson. I took a little drink and I'm a feeling right. I can fly right over everything, everything in sight. There's a slow poking cat, I'm gonna pass him on the right. Transfusion, I'm a real gone pale face, and that's no illusion. I'm a never, never, never gonna speed again. Pass the claret to me, Barrett. A rolling down the mountain on a rainy day. Oh, when you see me coming, better start to pray. I'm a cutting up the road and I'm the boss all the way. Transfusion, transfusion. Oh, Doc, pardon me for this crazy intrusion. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Pump the fluid in me, Louie. I'm burning up the freeway early this morning. I'm a-passing everybody. Oh, nothing but corn, man, out of my way. I don't drive with my horn. Transfusion. Oh, nurse, I'm gonna make a new resolution. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Put a gallon in me, Allen. Oh, barnyard drivers are found in two classes, line crowding hogs and speeding jackasses. So remember to slow down today. Hey, Daddy-O, make that type O, huh? Atta boy.
Great finish there. Speaking of Daddy-O, that's one of my dad's favorite picks there.
Yep, I remember that song. That's funny.
Nervous Norvis. That's it.
Nervous Norvis.
Transfusion. Typo. And a full really silly set there. Another one before that I played was the Baboons with Drinking Gasoline.
Yep, playing off the Iguanas. Started that set. Benny's Cadillac.
And then they mentioned the Cadillac, too, when drinking gasoline. So they never mentioned huffing gasoline, but they certainly... You know.
Yep, two different things.
It's a big problem of mine back in the early 2000s. Finally put the gas can down, though. Now, if I could just quit that model airplane glue, Hank, if I could just get off of that.
Yeah, that's a process, buddy.
I know.
We're there for you, hey, me and the listeners.
Everybody's
are there for
got
you.
A struggle. Everybody's got some struggle in their life. So, Hank, what a fun show! And let me look here where we are on time. And we're not even at the halfway point yet.
Yep, one set in.
Cooked off a lot of songs here. So, I don't know. Why don't we do one more set before I tell you my car riding story? And
okay.
You made a great pick here to kick this set off, I think.
Yes, Tom Waits, Old 55.
Time went so quickly, I went lickety-splickly out to my old 55. Pulled away slowly, feeling so holy, God knows I was feeling alive. And now the sun's coming up, I'm riding with Lady Luck. Freeway cars and trucks, stars beginning to fade, and I lead the parade. Just a wishing I'd stayed a little longer. Oh Lord, that feeling's getting stronger. Thank you. at 6 in the morning. Gave me no warning. I had to be on my way. Lights passing, man. Trucks are flashing. I'm on my way home from your place. Now the sun's coming up. I'm riding with Lady Love. Freeway cars and trucks.
February morning, my car won't start today. I turn the key at 8:03, with the battery passed away on Saturday night. Automobile, 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 all around. Brad's getting mad in the springtime, the widow's getting mad in the fall. I got married in high school, or I wouldn't have gotten married at all. I'd be driving my automobile, be driving my automobile, be driving my automobile, be driving my automobile, be driving my all around. Everybody said to the new groom, groom, what you gonna be? I said, I'm gonna be a symphony just as soon as I find a key to my automobile. Automobile, oh man, automobile, all around for a cigarette. Columbus sails the ocean. Left me yesterday. Well, I think she took the key to my automobile. Automobile, I want my automobile. I'm gonna drive it all around. Now I held a little bitty baby. I held a woman all night. Whenever I get the hiccups, I hold my breath till my head gets a light in the drive. My automobile, you drive my automobile. I drive my automobile, I wanna drive it out. And the battery passed away on Saturday night. Automobile, automobile, I want it. Automobile, I want it. Automobile, I want it.
Automobile. Man, it's a beautiful day for a ride.
Wow, get your head down. I can't see anything.
Someone give me a cigarette. Don't wait.
theater. We're almost down. Hang on.
Uh-oh, here we go.
We'll be right back.
Well, there's an inspiring set of automobile-related songs. Rounded out with a Rush. I don't know. I guess that was my pick, but off of your pod.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had this forever, so.
I got the album, and yeah. Gully, we don't have a turntable in here yet, so can't play it in vinyl.
Red Barchetta.
Yeah.
Before that, John Prine with Automobile, and started the set with Tom Waits, Old 55, and great version there, Dan.
Yeah, that was off of the early years, more acoustic sounding, kind of demo sounding songs from Tom Waits. What really is the essential Tom Waits, if you ask me, the early years, Volume 1 and Volume 2. If you're a Tom Waits fan, you got to have those two. So, Hank, I mentioned earlier that I was going to give you a car riding story here along the way.
Yes, you did.
And I wanted to tell you about that.
Hoping you didn't get another ticket here.
No, but good. I almost gave one.
Wouldn't that be nice if you could do that?
Well,
we all make stupid moves, but
yeah. Well, what happened is I was driving. I'll just tell you. I'm going to start with the finish of the story. I pulled a cop over. Believe it or not, I pulled a cop over with my car,
and like you know caught him on the side rear quarter panel and spun him out or what?
No, I didn't do a pit maneuver. It wasn't that aggressive, but I did accost him in the Culver's line, the drive up.
Oh yeah,
during the blizzard that we had. Now, this will be, as this show airs, it'll be last week, and it'll probably be a couple snowstorms in between it, but yeah. It's one of the many snowstorms we've had here, where it was, you know, where it was coming down the other day, like, massive.
Oh, yeah.
You were telling me.
We had huge flakes.
You
I
were
was
driving in the
driving
middle
home,
of that, right?
Yep. The worst part of it, for besides the wind, the snow beforehand.
And they canceled school, right? So I didn't have to work. Yep. I'm lucky that way. And so I'm heading out to the studio here, and I'm on my way to Caribou Coffee to grab something on my way. And down 4th Street, in that blizzard, and it was, you couldn't see anything a half a block up, basically. I mean, it was really nasty. And here comes a sheriff's deputy without his headlights on down 4th Street Northwest. And I'm like, really? You know, and it isn't just that it bothered me in a moral sense. It wasn't that. It was in a safety sense.
Yeah,
it's like,
you got to set the example.
Well,
for
that, and he's heading to the county, right? He's heading to the county. He's going to be on the highways, man.
Yeah.
I want him to be safe. So I notice he's going, you know, I turn in at towards Caribou, and he turns too. And then as we're going around that corner up there by Caribou, he pulled into Culver's. And I just pulled in behind him. I thought, what the heck? I'm not going to be a dink about it. But I did. He got up to the line, and I came up to his passenger window with my driver's window, so matching windows there, and I'm asking him to roll his passenger window down.
He's like, what?
Looking at me like, what the? And I didn't recognize him, so I know a few of them, but I didn't know this guy. And he rolled his window down, and he goes, yeah. And I said, I just respectfully wanted to let you know that I believe you're driving without your lights on in the snow. And I just want you to be safe out in the county when you get there. I said, thanks a lot. You're right. No problem. I said, be safe out there, you know? And
yeah.
He says, yeah.
It is a law.
It absolutely is. And I just saw on Facebook, it was plastered this week from the Minnesota State Patrol. They were emphasizing just that. And
yes, that same drive home that day for me, 5 cars, no lights.
Unbelievable.
I mean, come on, I want to see you coming.
Right.
It's, you know, you're doing fine, but yeah. I want to see you.
If you got Arkansas plates on your car, I'll forgive you. But if you got Minnesota plates on your car,
you should know better.
Yeah, my buddy's a plow jockey over in Rochester for the DOT. Did you see on the one who happened on the news to his buddy?
Okay.
His friend,
yes,
this is a big plow accident, and that guy got shook up bad about that. He didn't even know a semi rear-ended him and knocked him into the ditch. He doesn't even know how he ended up in the ditch. He just, like, suddenly the vehicle just lurched into the ditch and was a blackout, and it went on its side, and they had to extricate him, you know? I mean, come on. This is Minnesota, people. Let's get it right.
They're doing a great job cleaning the roads, so.
Yeah. There's your car ride story, Hank.
Yes.
Okay. I think you got something lined up, don't you?
Roll into some more music, yeah. Come across this song that I wasn't familiar with, but I sure like, The Kings of Leon. And I'm ready to roll with this one, Dan.
Take it, Hank.
This is Camaro.
Starting to get to me, all of a coward. Can you give me a ride back home? Hey Jesus, can you give me a ride back home?
Life's the same. I'm moving in stereo. Life's the same. It's all inside you.
It's so easy to play up your breakdown. It's so
Yeah, the Cars, Moving in Stereo. Before that, John Mellencamp, Ride Back Home. And Kings of Leon with Camaro. And that was playing off of Rush's Red Bear Chetta, the set before.
We moved the car show into the sports car show realm there for a little bit. And then off of the beaten path a little bit with Ride Back Home. And then interesting car song from Hank to finish out. Hank, coming towards the end of this week's ride.
Yes.
It's been a lot of fun doing the automobile show with you.
Yeah, we came up with that in a hurry.
Yeah, short notice, but we did it. Folks, you're listening to the Bike Rides on the Radio program. If you want to listen to more bike rides, you can go to dansbikerides.com at your leisure and enjoy past episodes there. But we've come to the end of this one, Hank, and let's get back in the car one more time.
Okay.
And we'll pump things up a little bit with Golden Earring. And this one's a real fun driving song.
Yeah.
This will pump you up 1 o'clock on a Friday. 2 o'clock now, folks. All right, Hank.
Yep.
Well, thanks so much for riding or driving along.
Thanks for driving along, everybody.
All right. We'll see you next week, folks. 1 o'clock on the Bike Rides on the Radio show.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's 4:30 and I'm shifting gear. When she is lonely and the longing gets too much, she sends a cable coming in from above. Forgotten song, Brandon Lee coming on strong. The road has got me hypnotized, and I'm spinning into a new sunrise. When I get lonely and I'm for sure I've had enough, she sends a comfort coming in from above.
almost speed, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Randy, it's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song. Oh, one more radar lover gone. When I get lonely and I'm sure I've had enough, she says the comfort coming in from above.
The Fairlane, and the U joints went out on that, and the bushings, and then your mother wanted to trade it in on the Tornado, so we got the Tornado, and God, I hated the color of that son of a bitch. And the dog destroyed the upholstery on the Ford. Boy, that was long before you were born. We called it the Yellow Bird, two door, three on the tree, tight little mother, threw a rod, sold it to Jacobs for $100. Now, the special, four-holer, you never seen body panels line up like that. Overhead cam, dual exhaust, hell, I had four Buicks. Loved them all. Now, your Uncle Emmett, well, he drives the Thunderbird. Now, it used to belong to your Aunt Evelyn. Now, she ruined it. Drove it to Indiana with no gear oil. That was the end of that. Sold that Cadillac to your mom. Your mom loved that caddy. Independent rear suspension, Landau top, good tires, gas hog. Swear it had the power to repair itself. I love the olds. Dan Steele used to give them to me at a discount. Showroom models. And there was the Pontiac. And God, I love that Pontiac. Well, it was kind of an oxblood. It's just, God, it handled so beautifully. Yeah, I missed that car. That was a long time ago. Long time.
Thanks for driving along, Austin. Man, kiddo. Time waits.
Mm-hmm.